This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 10, in Squiz Kids Today. Petrol cars hit the endangered species list. IKEA's baby name games. Mr. Beast meets Willy Wonka. And why ugly fish need your help. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The future of cars fueled by petrol got a little bit dimmer yesterday when lawmakers in Europe voted to ban the sale of combustion engine cars by the year 2035. So, why is that a thing? Because it's set to completely change the way we all get around. Combustion engines are engines that use petrol to run. They were invented back in the 1880s and have been powering motor vehicles pretty much ever since. By banning the sale of cars powered by combustion engines, more and more people will buy electric vehicles, which are considered to be better for the environment. In Europe, the transport industry is the only sector where greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise every year, with road vehicles accounting for over one-fifth of carbon dioxide emissions as recently as 5 years ago. The move by lawmakers in Europe follows a similar move by neighbouring United Kingdom, which announced last year that it would ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars from the year 2030. If you think you might want to grow up to become an auto mechanic or an engineer, maybe focus on electric vehicles. That's a tip from me to you.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Norway, where, in a few years' time, kids could be going to school with kids called Malm, Lack, Klepstad and Dunkelskog. That's because the Norwegian arm of the Swedish furniture company IKEA has decided to help new parents in Norway by releasing a list of baby names based on the names that they give to their furniture. If you've ever been to an IKEA, and let's face it, who hasn't, you'll know there are tables called Lack and chests of drawers called Malm and sofas called Ektorp. It just so happens there's been a baby boom in Norway, which means lots of babies have been born in the last few years, and IKEA has suggested new parents delve into the company's name bank when they get to choosing a name for their newborn. Because who doesn't want a child named after a dish rack? I suppose at least they have a bookcase called Billy, so, you know, it's not all bad.
Pop Culture Corner.
I don't know about you, but the entire time I was reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and watching both versions of the movie, I kept thinking, I want to go to that factory. A river of chocolate? Sign me up. Well, the YouTuber Mr. Beast, the 24-year-old with millions of views and millions of dollars, has built Willy Wonka's factory in real life. Complete with chocolate doors, a marshmallow room, and yes, a chocolate river. And his video about it, which already has more than 50 million views, pits 10 contestants against one another in a series of challenges, like speed-eating chocolate, hurling gigantic mints into a monster bottle of cola, and identifying a toilet made out of cake. Yes, I am not making this up. I've stuck a link to the video in your episode notes, but be warned, it's 17 minutes long and it is packed with ads and sponsors, because that's how Mr. Beast makes the money to do crazy stuff like build fantasy chocolate factories. Oompa Loompa Oompity-oo. Is Squiz Kids part of your daily routine? We want to see how you listen to us each day and where you listen to us. In the car, in the classroom, over the breakfast table, while you're brushing your teeth. Post a story to your Instagram and don't forget to tag at Squiz Kids. And thanks to those of you who have done so already. The special shout out to Riani and Frederick from Mudgee for sending us a pic of you two listening in the car. I love the look of your footy, Frederick. Keep an eye on our Instagram account, at SquizKids, where we'll be reposting your pics and stories as they come in.
Animal Kingdom.
Ah, Nemo, that cute little clownfish. And what about Dory, an adorable little palate surgeon fish? In fact, think of all the fish that you see on TV and in the movies, and they all have one thing in common. They're cute as all get out and easy to fall in love with. Well, now, conservationists have issued a warning saying that ugly fish need our love too. A study has been done that shows people are more inclined to want to save coral reefs that contain cute fish than ones with fish that have googly eyes or ugly mouths. And that means fish that are less attractive are more endangered than the pretty ones. And the thing is, according to scientists, each one of these creatures, be they cute or ugly, plays an important role in every ecosystem they're a part of. So, yeah, support the cute fish by all means, but spare a thought for the ones who are perhaps what my mother-in-law might call a little bit challenged in the looks department. Do it for the planet. Have you ever wondered why a banana is curved? Or how a potato starts its life if it has no seeds? Well, now you can find out. The Woolworths Fresh Food Kids Discovery Tour program is all about helping early learning centre kids and primary school kids discover where our fruit and veggies come from. It's a classroom experience with fun digital activities designed with the help of smart foodie people, educators, nutritionists, and even a food scientist. From getting crafty with using their senses to a flying fruit and veggie rainbow and growing a beetroot in AR, the Fresh Food Kids Discovery Tour program helps kids learn all about how food gets from the farm to your fork. Teachers, check it out and grab a free classroom kit at woolworths.com.au/discoverytours.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which two Scandinavian countries are mentioned in today's Spin the Globe story about IKEA? And I'll give you a hint. One starts with N and the other starts with S. Yeah, that's right. It's Norway and Sweden. Question number two. Name the YouTuber who built Willy Wonka's factory. Yeah, that's right, it's Mr. Beast. Question number three. Nemo is what sort of a popular, super cute fish? Yeah, that's right, he's a clownfish.
Yeah! Shout outs.
It's June 10, birthday of Morris Sendak. What do you mean you've never heard of him? He's the author of Where the Wild Things Are, a truly excellent kids book, which if you've never read, you need to get onto pronto. It's also a Friday, and you know what that means. An extra long birthday shout-out segment for which we're going to have to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it's a happy birthday today to Chloe from Cairns, Sarah from Hallett Cove, Molly from Bombala, Eloise from North Warunga, Gemma from Yass, Poppy and Amelie from Orange, and Emma who's travelling in the Kimberleys. And a belated birthday shout out goes to Connor from Gladstone. Not forgetting, of course, all those Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday over this coming long weekend. Well, it is a long weekend for some of us. My oh my, I'm going to need to take a deep breath to get through all of these. Here we go. Alana from Clarendon, Ethaniel from Huntingdale, Matthew from Carlton, Elijah and Isaac from Balmoral, Harper from Perth, Harvey from Ainslie, Ned from Garran, Martha from Sydney, Amalia from Shoal Bay, Zoe from Woongarra, Daniel from Lake Macquarie, Chloe from Currumbin, Tony from Altona Meadows, Jackie Anna from Randwick, Manaya from Kempsey, Archie from Broken Hill, Hopi from Gubby Gubby Country, Jeremy from Thornley, Mo from Preston, and Annabelle from Herberton. Phew! Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We're taking the long weekend with some of you, and we'll be back again on Tuesday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.